So we have someone to translate. So we're going to start with all questions for him, and then we'll do the translation, then we can do the rest in English.
All right, sure. First hat trick in league history. Is that an extra bit of pride for you to do that? First in league history?
First, tu primero, la primera vez que anotas tres goles. Y cuéntanos un poquito.
Sí, la verdad que contento, muy feliz por haber hecho los tres goles. Lo dije en la conferencia pasada, siempre que se pueda ayudar al equipo con lo que más se pueda, me deja muy contento. Esperemos que sigamos de la misma manera. Todavía no hemos logrado nada y sentimos que como grupo merecemos este año pelear lo más arriba posible. Así que este partido sea un envión anímico para lo que viene.
Rodrigo is so excited. He said he mentioned last time that he wanted to do something good. Today was something special in which he scored two times. And he said that the beginning of many, many more times. And he said that he's willing to do his best. And hopefully to enjoy the game being here.
Yes. So of course, three goals. Three goals today. Which of them was your favorite, actually?
De los tres goles que anotaste, ¿cuál de todos te encantó?
Difícil. Yo creo que el segundo fue muy lindo porque fue de lejos. Pero la verdad que me quedo con los tres porque los tres participamos varios compañeros y se hicieron muy buena jugada.
Of all the goals that he scored, he said that the second one is the one that he can keep it to his bed. But besides that, he said that he enjoyed all the three games, and then he thanks all the team members. He said that if it wasn't for them, he couldn't score all the three goals.
How the experience here with York and Canada in general has been so far?
¿Qué experiencia tienes con los muchachos? ¿Cómo te están tratando? ¿Cómo el coach te está tratando?
Bien, bien. La verdad que estoy muy feliz acá. En un principio era un desafío importante para mí salir de Chile y venir a un país que no conocía, donde es un idioma muy diferente al mío, pero la verdad que del primer día me han acogido muy bien, el cuerpo técnico, mis compañeros, el club, la institución. Así que nada, muy feliz del partido de hoy. Creo que nos sirve a todos, no solo a mí, para la confianza. Quedan muchos partidos y esperemos y nos merecemos, creo yo, poder pelear lo más arriba posible.
He's so happy today, especially with the team, with Ryan, with the coach. He said that he has no more words to say, that he has good compliments. And the best part of everything is that he's expecting to have many or more good games. And the best part, he said that he didn't know what to expect when he left Chile. And now he's getting used to all the players, to the coach, to the new system. And he expects to have better performance.
Any more questions for him?
Un saludito para toda la comunidad chilena. En especial, un saludito para Frecuencia Deportiva que te están siguiendo. Y en especial, ¿qué nos podrías decir a toda esa comunidad chilena? Que no te olvides que muy pronto van a celebrar la independencia de Chile.
Sí, bueno, un saludo a toda la comunidad chilena que espero que el correr de los años sigan mucho más a la liga y que ojalá puedan venir muchos chilenos más. Hay muy buenos jugadores allá que de repente no tienen las oportunidades y sería muy lindo el día de mañana que puedan venir más chilenos y más sudamericanos para poder potenciar la liga. Así que un saludo muy grande a ellos y a todos los chilenos que viven en Canadá.
He's so happy to be here. He said that he expects more people from Chile come to here, and he expects to be the ambassador for all the people from Chile, and not only people from Chile, all the Spanish people that they can come here to put more effort and, you know, to show the community that a lot of Spanish people, they can play soccer as well.
Let's open it up to English. Thank you. Gracias.
the next year I speak English.
Coach, so much for the dreaded company over today.
Yeah, listen, I thought the boys were great today. You know, we've got a nice little break coming up now where we can really look after the players and give them a little bit of time off. You know, and with this game, from the first whistle, you could see they were on the front foot. They were eager to get going. And obviously they were gutted from the game on Wednesday. You know, the game I think we all felt we should have won and we should be in that next round. And I think we took our frustration out today on Halifax.
You know, for the last couple months, you've been saying the team has to finish their chances. Well, certainly, you look at the score sheet, nine goals on target, and six wins in the net. What, I guess, do you think about the clinical finishing?
You know, we said to them, if you keep creating these chances, there's going to be one game where they're all going to go in for you. And today was the day. Everything that we hit was going into the back of the net. You know, over the last few weeks, we've worked a lot in our movement in that final third, the delivery into the box, and obviously having shots from outside the box, which we had today. So I thought the guys were great. Really did. I enjoyed watching them today. You know, they were playing with their chests out. They had a smile on their face. That was a game I think every single one of them just enjoyed playing in, and it was good to see them.
Any special speech that you have for today? Because we got all the players playing on full cylinders.
Maybe I told them before the game they'd have a couple of days off if we get a good result. So maybe I need to say that more often. But no, you know what? It's look. My job is to try to motivate these boys and make sure that we get it tactically right. And put them in the best possible situation out in that pitch, so for them to be successful. And you know, at the end of the day, this game is all credit to them. They're the ones that are out there and creating those opportunities and finishing them off. And they're the ones that are putting that shift in for 90 minutes. This game today, I was there supporting them. And you know, I thought they've done a hell of a job today on that field.
Was it just a matter of time before this team found goals?
Yeah, as Jimmy was saying, you know, we've been creating chances the entire time for so many games, and you know, it's just been that part where, you know, just some things weren't going our way. We're just unlucky, and same thing I thought to myself was that we keep creating chances. You know, sometimes they don't find the back of the net, sometimes they save, sometimes a deflection, and About one game, it would just be everything would just be going in. I didn't expect to start it off of that giveaway, and honestly, didn't expect Gattas to just come out and, you know, outscore me. So it was fun being on the field, and it was happy to know that, you know, everyone was enjoying it, and, you know, goals galore. Who doesn't enjoy goals? So.
Ryan, one more time. As the time is going by, are you seeing a better combination between yourself, Manny, and Rodrigo?
Yeah, definitely. You know, as games go by, you know, the team has been together for a short time, but as games go by, they get more accustomed to, you know, each player's ability, their technicality, their mindset. You understand the way how they want the ball, how they expect you to give the ball and such. And it's been something we've been working on. I think me and Gattas clicked way earlier than expected. Gattas has been feeding me balls and has been feeding Gattas balls as well. And, you know, I expected as more time goes by, it would just be, you know, either Manny assisting both of us, or it would be me assisting Manny or me assisting Gattas. So I expect that those relationships to flourish.
Jimmy, just the added player today, LaManna, can you just tell me a little bit of why you thought that he would fill a need that you need?
You know, I think with our formation, the way that we play, LaManna, we had him in early in preseason, wanted to sign him, but we just couldn't get him on our roster, and we've been watching him for some time, and as soon as we had an opening, we wanted to bring him in. He's the type of player that it's got bags of pace, he's comfortable on the ball, he's got good movement, he sees the game, reads it well. You saw that last goal there where he slips the ball, he slips Abzi in between the fullback and center back. And I just feel that he would be he'd be an added bonus to their team. He's got lots of pace down that line, which is what I feel we need as well. A little bit more creativity out wide. And I'm happy that we end up getting Lamanna. You know, we just got to bring him up to speed. We got to work with him a little bit more. But I'm glad to see that he got a taste of it tonight, and he held his own.
Ryan, your assistant coach, Carmen Sackle, praised your work ethic from the time that you were at York University playing for on the Lions. Just this whole experience from being loaned out from Toronto FC, what have you learned about yourself during this time?
You know what? Not much has changed since I left York. I guess it's just the professional standards and the way you carry yourself is much what I've learned from my time at Toronto. But despite that, everything that has helped me to become the person I am, the player that I am today, has always been the same. And you know, some players, they get into this lifestyle, and you know, it happens to change their being, and it changes who they really are. And I personally wanted to step away from that and, you know, stick to what I normally do, never change the person I am, and it has helped me to be here today. So
what our team can take from that game, I think for us, the big thing over the last couple of games, you know, not only the league but also with the Canada Cup, was that we've got to limit our mistakes. Mistakes have cost us points. They've cost us an opportunity to get to that next round. But for the players, I think it was a great experience for them to test themselves, to get them in front of a big crowd, and play against some great players, and our boys held their own. You know, we're a team that hasn't been together too long, but we're slowly getting there. We're getting to where we want to be, and I think the boys walked away from that game looking around saying, hey, we're not bad here, and we can compete with these guys. So I think it was really, it's gave us a lot of confidence of who we are and where we are right now, and I think that was a reflection of everything today in that game. It's every game we keep getting stronger and we keep getting better, and you know, it's good to see these guys playing with so much confidence right now.
Final question.
Jimmy, as you said, a little bit of a break now. I think it's almost 2 weeks. How do you guys spend this next little while?
Now it's looking after these guys. You know, making sure that they have the right time off. You know, we've got a few days where we're going to send them away, go home, do not come near the club, don't even watch football, just get away from it. Get away from it as much as you can, and really kind of look after yourself and relax, and then we'll get you back in, and then we get ourselves ready for that Valor game next week. Okay, thanks guys.
Thank you.
Going down?
Yeah.
Over there?